Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Sally O'Cordy, and welcome to Public Advocates. I have put this show together on a whim and a prayer and just went out to a bunch of Facebook friends to say, call into the show. I am not prepared with a regular show today simply because I have waited to get a very special guest on. I've been after this woman for weeks now. Her name is Barbara Lee, and hopefully I will interview her next week. But she has sponsored a bill called End the War on Terror, and I can't resist but want to interview her about that. She's a very, very brave woman, and I have the utmost respect for her. But while I am all by myself on the show, I want to share something with you I wrote back in January. It is called I Do Not Consent. Back in 2012, at the end of 2012, I had invited Clint Richardson to come and to speak to parents here in New York City. He came all the way from Utah. His film that he has made is called Lethal Injection, The Story of Vaccination. And I have found that a really serviceable tool with regard to educating people who just have no idea how dangerous vaccines are. And he's extremely thorough. And he starts the film where normally people might end it, he starts it, and that is with the culling of the population through vaccines. So he does it by illustrating how they are vaccinating wild horses and how the number of wild horses has diminished just dramatically as a result. And then he goes through the many, many, many misconceptions and clarifies. It is just so important. So I recommend Lethal Injection. But when he did come to New York to address parents, I can't tell you how useful that was. I just heard from one of the parents saying that she got her religious exemption based on his teachings that day. And in New York State, it's very difficult to get a religious exemption. And on my page on Facebook called Sally O'Cordy for NYC Public Advocate, we now have, please submit your winning religious exemptions. So if you apply for a religious exemption, which is very difficult to get in New York State, and you prevailed, to please show us how you did it so that other parents can learn how, likewise, to do this. I interviewed a woman by the name of Lisa Madero the other day, and she educated people about homeschooling and programs for homeschooling. I will put everything I refer to, I will put underneath in the comment area. So just scroll to the bottom of the page and look at the comment area, and I will embellish everything I refer to in this show in the comment area so you can do further research. And her interview was extremely important because if you can't get an exemption for vaccination so your children can attend school, then homeschooling becomes your last line of defense. So she was very informative in terms of how to proceed in that regard. And I want you to listen to it if you do have children. Okay. Now, I will. So when he came, we had a kind of an emergency that still exists here, and that is that a woman by the name of Mrs. Parker had sued because her daughter was inoculated in school without her consent and without her knowledge. I mean, just she had no idea that her child was given the H1N1 vaccine in her school. And she won this lawsuit. But then the health department appealed, or the health commission appealed, and they won because we are still under pandemic threat from 2009. It has never been lifted, which means that in any school throughout New York State, and this sounds like it is precedent setting for other states, I don't want to be glum, but quite frankly, what the ruling was is that the federal government trumps the state and in terms of this pandemic. And as I say, it's never been lifted. So even if you have exemptions, something like this could happen, and then they could get away with it. So he came and advised, and I will put his link where he really breaks it down in terms of not consenting. And I will now read you something I wrote, and I'd like to dedicate it to Clint Richardson for educating everybody and illuminating us, if you will, about consent. All right. Government can only rule by the consent of the governed. Thomas Jefferson, the Declaration of Independence. Hence, I do not consent. War, division, fear. I do not consent. Chemtrails in the skies. I do not consent. Vaccines are a lie. I do not consent. Sanctions on Iran. I do not consent. Crimes on fellow man. I do not consent. Drones to spy and kill. I do not consent. Foreclose people's homes. I do not consent. Prisons for the poor. I do not consent. Taxing us for war. I do not consent. Federal Reserve. I do not consent. Radiate and grope. I do not consent. Scanning, stop and frisk. I do not consent. Bailouts for the thieves. I do not consent. Legislation bogus. I do not consent. Executive orders. I do not consent. Warrantless arrests. I do not consent. Corporate-owned Congress. I do not consent. Voting is a sham. I do not consent. Stripping Bill of Rights. I do not consent. Whistleblowers die. I do not consent. Justice is denied. I do not consent. Special interests served. I do not consent. Globalist UN. I do not consent. Globalist US. I do not consent. Jails are filled with poor. I do not consent. Arrogance galore. I do not consent. Privilege for the thugs. I do not consent. False choice at the polls. I do not consent. Take away the guns. I do not consent. Stealing all our fun. I do not consent. Employment, unemployment soars. I do not consent. Target honest men. I do not consent. Hunger everywhere. I do not consent. Children in despair. I do not consent. Hurricanes are planned. I do not consent. Droughts throughout the land. I do not consent. Flooding by design. I do not consent. Silent war on kids. I do not consent. FEMA camps and coffins. I do not consent. Criminals in charge. I do not consent. Citizens disarmed. I do not consent. Cancer on the rise. I do not consent. GMOs in food. I do not consent. Fluoride, fracking, nukes. I do not consent. Justice overruled. I do not consent. Criminals go free. I do not consent. Trafficking in kids. I do not consent. Lobbyist control. I do not consent. Human rights ignored. I do not consent. Media controlled. I do not consent. Censorship abounds. I do not consent. Meters on our homes. I do not consent. Towers to control. I do not consent. Targeting our kids. I do not consent. Poisoning our food. I do not consent. Killing off the bees. I do not consent. Stealing public land. I do not consent. Governmental greed. I do not consent. Corporate control. I do not consent. Jobs sent overseas. I do not consent. Education fees. I do not consent. RFID chips. I do not consent. Checkpoints everywhere. I do not consent. Debt through theft by Fed. I do not consent. Viruses unleashed. I do not consent. Bunkers for elite. I do not consent. Contagion by design. I do not consent. Aluminum steals minds. I do not consent. Poisoning our seeds. I do not consent. Vaccine injuries. I do not consent. Healthy choices banned. I do not consent. Stripping our land. I do not consent. False flag terror soars. I do not consent. Cover-ups galore. I do not consent. Fixing price of gas. I do not consent. College debt, no jobs. I do not consent. Children's future bleak. I do not consent. Government abuse. I do not consent. Vocalize dissent. Withdraw your consent. So, that's everything I don't consent to, and I'm sure you have a list as long as mine. So, our country has lost its way, and it is up to us to say we are the ultimate authority. We are the people. So, the next thing I would like to speak with you about is April is afoot. April is Autism Awareness Month, and I have gone out to people who are aware of the danger that is vaccines to our children, the fact that they, as I said, that they have no future. If we continue to keep shoving toxins directly into their bloodstream, they truly have no future. And if they do have a future, it won't be a dependent future. So who will look after them? They are supposed to take the ball and run with it. If they are disabled in a myriad of ways, those who do survive this incredible assault, then who will care for them? You know, it's madness. It's madness. And we must stop this. And we are going to Washington April 22nd through the 24th, and we are going to lobby Congress to ban vaccines in 2013. If I could ban them today, I would. But I have many, many actions during the course of this year that I am asking people to participate in. Just the other day, I went to visit a local legislator to ban vaccines. And next week, I will be visiting a state legislator to ban vaccine. And April 22nd through the 24th, I will be visiting all of Congress to ban vaccines and honoring those Congress people who stood against the CDC. They questioned them. They questioned them very, very, in a very important way. I was kind of blown away by the level of understanding and how far they were willing to go to get the message that this is unacceptable and that the answers are not forthcoming, and why not? So I was very pleased to see them interview the National Institute of Health and the Center for Disease Control as realistically as they did. So we are going to honor them on the second night we're there, April 23rd. And 87 people are coming with me to lobby Congress, and I am thrilled. Many of them are bringing their children. And let me just say, I have engaged my children in every form of activism because I didn't want them not to understand that you must speak out when something is wrong. You cannot just accept this. This is our life. It is our country. It is our government. And we have absolutely every right to speak out and make sure that everybody is represented. Things are voted on all the time that we don't know until after the vote has taken place. Most glaringly, would have to be the genetically modified organisms. Now, Monsanto is... they can basically not be sued if anybody is unwell from what it is they have produced. Well, this has also happened with regard to the pharmaceutical industry in regard to children of vaccine-injured parents of vaccine-injured children are supposedly not allowed to sue in regard to vaccination. This is the only drug it applies to. And you can't sue the corporations who are manufacturing it. And the fund, as was brought up in the Congress during the autism hearings, the fund that has been established for it, I understand, only has two people going through the paperwork. So believe me when I say the number of people who are injured versus the tiny amount of people who are given an award, even if they give them a huge award, it's only a tiny representation of all the children who are injured. Now, there's another issue, a really terrible situation here, and that is children being inoculated as infants. Dr. Nancy Banks, who is an OBGYN, has stated that children, let's say this immunization hoax weren't a hoax, let's say that these vaccines actually gave immunization. Children, according to her, cannot benefit from immunization for 3 years. In the medical school, they say 6 months. And they say never vaccinate a child under 6 months and never when they're pregnant. Well, what is this campaign that has been going on for pregnant women? Oh, don't you care about your child? Aren't you going to get a vaccination? You are an uncaring parent. No. Look at your books. The books say you don't inoculate a pregnant woman. And the rate of miscarriages has risen 4,250% associated with the H1N1 vaccine. I was speaking, as I brought up, Lisa, who I interviewed the other day, and she was saying, well, what are some really good examples? I said, well, there are so many, but, for example, when we lobby, we will be highlighting the fact that the vaccine hoax is over, that it has been revealed that the intent is to give the diseases they claim to prevent. That is the whole ball of wax, because not only are they giving the diseases they claim to prevent, but the intention is to give the diseases they claim to prevent. Beyond that, there was a cover-up of a meeting between the government and the pharmaceutical industries at Simpsonwood, and that transcript was revealed, and that basically said that they knew that children are being hurt, and the only thing they cared about was how to, I guess, cover it up, you know? Damage control, I think that's the magic word, damage control. And also the fact that the ingredients themselves are poisonous. I've done an interview with Dr. Rebecca Carley about the ingredients within vaccines one at a time, and it is hair-raising because she says exactly how your body is affected by these ingredients. I will put this under this recording as well. And then we recently had an interview together, and she discussed many of the diseases that result from vaccination. So this is a very, very serious thing that I speak of. And as the number of vaccines increases and are mandated, parallel to that are the number of damaged children. So we are at 1 in 50. That is the official number. They're saying for 2013, and this is, there's your epidemic. You want to know what a pandemic is? It's autism in this country, and the Italians have pulled the MMR vaccine because they say this is responsible for autism. So the Italian government, and I will definitely find that and post it as well, because there are some people who are coming, you know, some governments are willing to say, stop it. Now, let's see. Let me go to Billion Tubber March for Survival. One of the things we will be presenting to the Congress is a bill I wrote back in 2009 called All Vaccines Are Banned. At the time, what I had was reality. That's all I knew. I had started my sister was severely mentally retarded. She wasn't always. It was after her annual checkup that she went from a normal baby to severely mentally retarded. And I started to stop people on the street and say, "Hi, my name's Sally, and my sister was severely mentally retarded. What's the matter with your child?" Now, I started to stop them because I kept seeing more and more and more of them, and I couldn't help but wonder, what is causing this incredible rise, not knowing what had caused my own sisters? I didn't know, so I asked them, and they would talk to me, and somewhere in that conversation, they would say, "But the doctor said it wasn't the vaccine. And if I could give you a penny for every time I have heard someone say, 'But the doctor said it wasn't the vaccine.'" Well, I interviewed Dr. Vera Scheidner, who is a foremost authority on vaccination. And she set up a monitoring system to monitor children's health after they were vaccinated so that she could prove that vaccines were hurting these children. And she basically, they did everything to stop her. Her device never made it to a place where people could get it. And basically, she was saying that a lot of the sudden infant death syndrome, all the sudden infant death syndrome and the shaken baby syndrome were a result of this. And the hepatitis B is something that's given to infants, and infants die from this shot frequently. It is never reported as an outcome of the vaccination, and no arrests are ever made. So I'm sitting with my local legislator, and I'm saying, as we sit here right now, four children are dying at NYU Hospital, and another four are dying over at Roosevelt Hospital, and you name it, they're dying, but no one will ever know why, because the pharmaceutical companies will not allow the doctors to report any link whatsoever to a vaccine. And Sandy Leneux asked a very important question. She asked me to ask Dr. Scheidner, when I interviewed her, why seizures are considered a very big problem and high fevers are considered a very big problem in children. But when they result from a vaccination, it's no big deal. For some reason, it's no big deal if it's a result of a vaccination. So unless we stop this, more and more children will die. More children will be given the diseases they're injected to prevent. They will get these diseases instead of preventing them. So Lisa asked me, can you give me some really important facts that I can bring to people? And I said, well, there are very disturbing results from people stepping forward and trying to prove something is hurting children. For example, Marianne Hollinsworth Green, she and I started October Vaccine Injury Awareness Month together, and she started herself Truth About Gardasil with other Gardasil parents, with other HPV injured children. So she had made a presentation to the Federal Drug Administration, and in her presentation, go to truthaboutgardasil.org. I'll put the link under the show, and go to the PowerPoint presentation, because what she is showing in one part of this presentation is that previously HPV only occurred in middle-aged people, but since this vaccine, it was now occurring in teenagers. Again, now that we know that vaccines are intended to cause the problems they claim to prevent, this is not a surprise. But at the time, it was. Now, what did the FDA do? Did they pull the vaccine like they did in India? Did they say girls are dying and we're not going to put up with this? No. They looked at this information and they said, now it's time to give to the boys. Why would you attend to this incredibly powerful presentation and come away with it in terms of it's so bad, we're not going to take it off the market, we're going to now give it to the boys. Now, boys don't even have a cervix, so the irony there is profound. But regardless, to know that something is killing children and is infecting them with the disease you're claiming to prevent, you would think that there is there is something very wrong. And then we go to Dr. Wakefield. Now, Dr. Wakefield said when the measles, mumps, and rubella shots are together, the MMR shot, which is a triple shot, children are becoming autistic, which is an outgrowth of, they came to him for bowel problems, which is his specialty, but he found that what all these people had in common was autism. So autism and bowel problems, and so he is basically saying that here is a scientific study. Now, doctors from 7 different countries backed him up. They said, we have found the same thing, independent of him. We have found the same thing. But all he said is, separate the shots. He didn't even say, ban vaccine. They're 100% poison. He should have said, ban vaccine. All he said is, separate the shots. Well, knowing that, if you separated the shots, there'd be less injury. They took away the separate shots. That used to be an option, separate or altogether. So he said, just get the altogether out of the picture. Instead, they got the separate shots out of the picture. So what does this tell us? This tells us that the maximum injury is what the authorities, the quote-unquote authorities, you and I are the authorities. And you don't have to, as Dr. Lank taught, Madam Yi, whose interview I will certainly put under this as well, as she said, you are the ultimate authority. She said, if you want to stop this, stop going to the doctors. Take over the business. It will stop immediately. And after I interviewed Lisa, I thought, you know, if people understand that their children, if they can't get an exemption, that they would have to homeschool. Well, in New York State, your child, as precedent has been set, can be inoculated without your knowledge and without your consent, even if you have an exemption. So all I can say is say I'm not participating in your program. I'm not going to participate in your program because it's your program. It's not my program. Because if I had a say in this program, any child could go to school without having to be diminished by vaccination. So this is a show, as I say, I didn't expect to be doing by myself, but it's certainly an issue that has got to be addressed. So let me get to the next issue. It's the same issue. I want to talk to you about the different people that Gary Null just had a very important interview about the Gardasil vaccine with some of the known experts that I have referred to earlier, and he has been a voice here in New York State to the legislature, and one of his more famous speeches was about the profit margin of the vaccines themselves. He basically said these chemicals are worth pennies and they are being sold for like 30,000 times what they are being, the profit margin is off the charts, you know, or 30,000% or whatever. But it's just, he really has done everything he can to bring attention to this. And I always give him props because anybody who's willing to speak out about this, believe it or not, everybody should be, but I'd like to talk about Mike Adams. He has done something called, he did a video about toxic vaccine ingredients, and he only spoke about 4 of them. Now, there are many more than 4, but obviously these 4 are in all the vaccines, and that would be mercury and aluminum, MSG, and one other, but I will post his video, because he basically is saying to parents, think about it. Just use your common sense and say, why? If we don't want them in our food, do we want them directly injected into our children's bloodstream? So he's just calling on parents to look at it in a very practical way. And I appreciate it, because it's a short video, but it's very powerful. Also, we have another bill, a bill that was inspired by the National Vaccine Information Center's wall. They had, when you used to go to their website, what they had was the vaccine memorial wall of all the children who had died from vaccines. And this was just the saddest thing I'd ever seen, these pictures of healthy-looking little babies who no longer exist. And it moved me tremendously. And I thought, well, it would be wonderful if we could have an actual memorial on the mall in Washington, D.C., to the vaccine victims. So I appreciated her electronic wall, but I thought, no, I think we need a real memorial. And we have a legislation that we're going to ask the legislators we visit in Washington for a national vaccine victims memorial, to propose it for the National Mall in Washington, D.C. Now, what's completely ironic is you could never fit all the names of all the children who have fallen from vaccines on that wall. And we're just talking about American children here. That's the tragedy. As with the Vietnam War Memorial, which I have always found extremely effective and poignant, and I feel such a sense of tremendous sorrow when I see, when I visit that. And when I used to live in Washington, everybody who came to Washington, I said, there's only one thing you absolutely must see, and it is the Vietnam War Memorial. And but if you were to have a vaccine victims memorial, it would wrap them all 1,000 times if you were to engrave all the names. So that is how serious this is. And we are talking about the youngest. We are talking about our future. And we are saying flat out, this is very bleak indeed. Let me give you a list of, I will also be raising funds shortly for billboards. I know that Marcella Piper Terry has done this for, and she runs VaxTruth.org, VaxTruth.org. She's raised money for signs that say, no shots, no school, not true. New York, it may be true here, simply because if you don't write your religious exemption perfectly, then you may be denied. So it actually may be true here. But where she lives, it's not true. So she has raised money for billboards that say that, and I thought that was a terrific idea. And also the National Vaccine Information Center has billboards that tell people to investigate before they vaccinate. My message is ban vaccines, because the ingredients are just unspeakably bad for you. Here are the diseases that result from vaccines. Up to 60% of your immune system is destroyed. Well, if your immune system is destroyed, that leaves the door wide open for any disease, does it not? But it goes on to say allergies, asthma, attention deficit disorder, autism, autoimmune diseases, blindness, brain cell loss, cancer, central nervous system damage, deafness, diabetes. One kind of diabetes. I have to bring Dr. Carley on to explain the difference. Developmental damage, death, epilepsy, learning disabilities, leukemia, multiple sclerosis, neurological disease, organ disease, psoriasis, seizures, shaken baby syndrome, synergistic toxicity, SIDS, which is sudden infant death syndrome, and total paralysis. Now, I saw an interview by Barbara Lowe Fisher of NBIC with a nurse who was, she had Guillain-Barré syndrome, and that is paralysis. And she was interviewing this nurse, and the nurse said to her that she went for tests. She had received the H1N1 vaccine. She never made the connection. She went for tests for years. And finally, one of the doctors she was seeing said, by any chance, did you get the H1N1 flu shot? And she said, yes. And he said, oh, well, then that's it. She said, then that's it. You mean all of this? And it was, well, turns out there were 8 other people in her hospital who likewise got total paralysis after this shot. But none of it had been reported. So she didn't know to make the connection, and she's a health professional herself. And a lot of health professionals are under attack themselves because they're making it a criteria for employment, is to get this shot. And I know one woman who was deathly ill after this shot. I saw my father. My father, who ate so much fruit, he was just a fruit lover. He was always in sparkling good health, and he loved to play sports and, you know, way into his 50s. He was a big sportsman, and one shot of the H1N1 flu shot, and I've never seen anybody that sick in my life. I really did think he would die. He didn't, but it took him 6 months to get back on his feet. Give me a break. So anyway, the anthrax vaccine has been approved for children. This is the unspeakable of unspeakable. This is so bad that Dr. Langtot said vaccines are a gift so terrible that it will force you to do something. Well, if the anthrax vaccine on infants isn't that so terrible thing, there is nothing that will move people. It's all poison, but with the anthrax vaccine, it is so glaringly poison. They haven't come up with a great excuse about how this is good for you somehow. And let me discuss with you what was discussed at the Bioethics Commission before everybody got on board to say this was a great idea. They discussed basically coerce parents into signing a form saying that their child can be a test subject. They talked about someone witnessing that signature. They talked about not reporting incidental findings, that would not be necessary. Well, incidental findings in the case of anthrax would be death. They talked about who they could recruit to do this. It would, of course, need someone who didn't have a vested interest. Well, who would have a vested interest? I guess the manufacturers of anthrax. Well, anyway, they decided that possibly healthcare workers were good people to do the coercing. And I thought, well, if their job is on the line, then they have a vested interest in keeping their jobs, don't they? And then, of course, the thing that nobody realizes, and I really haven't made a big deal about this, but I was wrong not to, because people are up in arms about the GMOs. Oh, my God, they're taking away liability for people who are going to poison our food, and they should be up in arms. But they would really lose their marbles if they knew this, and I'm going to say it right now. They're going to be administering this anthrax vaccine. They're going to be testing this anthrax vaccine on people of ever-increasing ages. So first they're going to see if they can get away with it on the kids, and they're ever-increasing ages. Well, while people are flipping out about GMOs, and they should be, when they realize this, I thought that they'd flip out knowing that babies would be attacked with this. To me, that That would be the last stop. That would all be all I needed to know. But people must experience things personally. So for them to know that people of ever-increasing ages might include them, you know? So there's so much wrong with our world. I believe my I Do Not Consent, written back January of 2013, exemplifies the many things that are wrong. But to me, vaccines are just absolutely the worst because they're targeting the youngest. And I would also like to say that they are targeting our pets as well. Anybody who could not fend for themselves, anybody who is dependent upon another for their well-being, they seem to be the first compromised. So children, pets, you know, I don't know that pet owners would be so anxious to get that shot in their arm. And something else that is really will drive home the point is Dr. Boyd Haley said that one inoculation to an infant, to a 6-pound infant, is the same as 30 inoculations to a 180-pound adult on the same day. So for every shot they give that child, you would be getting 30 to experience it the same way. I hope that that clarifies for anybody who's listening how, well, people, babies are dying, and it's not being reported, and no one is being arrested, and it's just being allowed to happen, and parents are leaving hospitals empty-handed wondering, what happened? Oh, it must have been that secondhand smoke that you were around 14 years ago. That was it. It was a secondhand smoke. So it's a terrible lie. It is a terrible lie, and we cannot tolerate it. One man who wrote about the vaccine hoax is over has a recommendation, and he says, please take these actions. This is quote-unquote from Andrew Baker, and he wrote an article called The Vaccine Hoax is Over about Dr. Tomla Genovic's paper. In regard to the full disclosure through the Freedom of Information Act that she waited 7 years to get. Usually, if you request something under the Freedom of Information Act, you're supposed to have a 20, possibly 30-day turnaround. It took her 7 years and a judge's ruling to get this. But since she did, what the revelation was the intent, above all other things. There are many things that were revealed, and perhaps I should be reading that to you, but to me, we already knew all that. We didn't have the document. We already knew they are not conducting the studies that will prove what all of us already know. Those are the studies that are not conducted, the most glaring being the study between vaccinated children and non-vaccinated children. Obviously, that's a study that has been avoided at all cost. So what Andrew Baker says is, number one, take the information exposing 30 years of vaccine lies, the refusal of the CDC to provide any information on what it knows about those lies, and the current administration's efforts to hide the CDC's awareness of those lies, and go to your state legislators and demand the immediate nullification of the CDC vaccine schedule and the pandemic laws. That is the action he instructs everybody to take. So I hope you're listening to me. I've already done this on the local level. I've tried on the state level. I'm going to continue to try on the state level. But I'm also going to the federal government because at least there are some members on, I believe it's the Government Oversight Committee, that are genuinely get what's happening and are speaking out, and we have got to encourage them. We have got to say thank you, we've got to celebrate them, and we've got to say now you've got to ban them. We can't just be outraged. We must take action. All right, my friends, the show is about to be over. My name is Sally Alcordi. I'm running for New York City Public Advocate. I've run for office many times to bring out issues. Nobody talks about issues when they run for office, and I run for office for for the sole purpose of educating people and waking them up. So if you are a parent, please never vaccinate your child. You are certainly welcome to contact me. My contact information will be under the show as well. There is no amount of time I will not spend with you